You don't know Ronisha Levy.
I do now.
She made these.
Word. Beautiful.
Please, touch me. I did the whole thing.
Touch this.
That's dope. Oh, yeah.
That's nice, right?
That's all the way nice.
These roses got some shit on them.
And they yours, though.
I'm gonna take them home and have sex with them.
Wait.
By the motherfucking bed.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna have sex with them by the bed. You ain't let me finish. You cut me off.
I ain't gonna have sex with flowers. I'm gonna take a few and get some head by the bed.
Take the petals. Sprinkle them on the floor.
Ho.
Take the other flower.
Uh-huh.
Then throw it at the hoe.
Woo!
Do it sexy.
Yep.
Cause I ain't got no sense.
None.
Put some petals in the motherfucking shower when I take a rinse.
Ooh!
Bruno Mars.
Yep.
Walking on pedals.
Yep.
They shouldn't have never let me get my own show, nigga. Now I'm on that level. But I don't sit like this.
Nope.
Cause I ain't no bitch.
Nah.
I'm a real ass nigga.
Yeah.
So I be sitting like this.
Yeah.
You know about that, nigga.
Man, love, man. This is dope right here, man.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you
what we know. Got here with us, Los. You know
oh, the black
what I mean?
Market,
the black market
open.
Is
Once
open.
Again, the black market's open.
It is back open.
Hey, man.
We got to get a bell or something to ring every time we open the black market, man. You know
Boy,
what
you
I mean?
On your shit today.
We got to get a bell whenever we open the black market. Bing, 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 bing.
Chico, I'm excited, man.
Me too, man.
You know, we get a lot of cool people up in here, man. Especially around the black market.
Of course.
But you know, it's really different when you get somebody from Memphis.
Memphis, man.
Man, you know how much we love
we,
Memphis.
I just
man.
You just said I that. Did what I just tell you. We
I love Memphis.
Memphis, man.
Man, come from Oxford. Hey, you know Oxford right there about it. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
Literally.
That's it's a thing.
First place I ever sold out a show was Memphis, Tennessee.
Come
man.
On, man.
You know what I mean?
Good love, man.
Love
it's a
Memphis,
good city.
Man, we can great go city. Do 15 shows in a row in Memphis,
right.
and they still coming.
They coming.
Listen, it's a good city. Got good soul.
Hell yeah.
It
most
got good
definitely.
Soul.
And some good ass food and some good women.
Yes, fine women.
Everything.
Yeah,
man.
Everything, man.
But we got Ronisha up in here.
Ronisha from Memphis, man.
Ronisha from Memphis, man.
Yeah, man.
What y'all, school you went to in Memphis?
I went to Central High School.
Come on, Central.
Listen, in the middle of the city.
You know it.
What you know about
the hood?
I ain't from the hood. I'm from Midtown.
Mm-hmm. It's hood over
Midtown.
There, too.
It is. I'm from Midtown. Man. You know,
y'all
don't know
you're that.
You're
halfway there.
Sorry.
Nigga, the whole Memphis hood.
Exactly. That's what we love about it. But, We are so glad to have you here at the
Thank
Black Market with us today. And tell the people, 85% is a little bit about what it is that you do.
I own a flower business here in Atlanta. Right? Yay, yay, yay. I've been doing this for 4 years now.
Yeah.
And I've had a great time. It's really, really a great thing. Most people don't see black florists. So when you, people are like,
what?
Oh my God.
When did you know that flowers was your talent, though?
I don't know. I went to work one day and like was playing around with flowers and somebody was like, oh, you dope. And I was like, really? Okay. And ever since then, I've been doing flowers. That was 6 years ago.
Damn, all it takes is the right compliment.
Right compliment. You
Listen.
Say you started with a conversation from that you had with your aunt.
Yeah, I was talking. That's funny. I was talking to my aunt one day and was like, I want to start a business. And she was like, okay. What kind of business you want to start? And I was like, flowers. And I never did touch flowers until like literally 6 years ago. So she was just like, okay. And my mom, who has already passed, and my aunt both did flowers. So I was like, okay. Like, I just want to name it after y'all. And they were like, okay. She's literally, okay. She wanted to name it the Johnson Sisters. She from Memphis, okay? So she was like, the Johnson Sisters and two, what was it? Two Johnson Girls or something like that. And I was like, I don't want to name my business that. So I talked to God and was like, Warren Forrest. My mom is from Forrest, which is the street name. And my aunt is from Warren, which is her street name. And that's how we got the business name, Warren Forrest.
Man, that's real. Like, the Black Forest, the Black Florist is real. Like, true story. I just had to, bury my mom. And I was looking for a Black Florist, right? Dude hit me in the DM, was like, hey, man, just wanted to send my condolences, man. But, we got flowers, man. You know what I mean? Whatever it is, you're looking for, I take care of you. I was like, bet, man. I was looking for a Black Florist for my mama's service. He was like, oh, no, not them type of flowers. I sell weed. I'm like, nigga. The true story. So it's very
difficult.
It had to
be the same nigga hit me because I bought some weed for him.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Probably
was. Like, bro, we going to need them flowers.
I ain't got them flowers.
Yeah,
I
know. But you got these. Enough. And this is actually what
this
I was looking for.
Man.
And that was probably one of the most difficult processes is finding the flower arrangements. And those
really?
Yeah, because you get people who don't understand us and what you're looking
absolutely.
For to
absolutely.
Where that phone call between me and you was a conversation where we
have a real conversation.
So just from that alone, you can pick up the energy of what it is you feel
and,
I need.
And most of the time when a man calls for flowers, he already does not know.
I don't have a clue.
And so, because I always get male clients that are like,
I'm messed up. I'm trying to get the panties off. What I need to send them?
And, like, I mean, I got one particular client. He got a wife.
Don't say nothing else. That's
it.
He sends flowers regularly.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And
he doing it right.
He doesn't have a clue, so he lets me choose every time. Like, whatever you come up with.
He probably rude as hell, too. Hey, send that bitch some dandelion.
Hey, Carlos Miller here. Fellas, did you know the number one trait women look for in a man is confidence? Drop the beta male mentality and become an alpha male in the bedroom with the help of Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable tablet and at a fraction of the cost. Step one in this simple process is to visit BlueChew.com, then consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, BlueChew can help. You can take them anytime, day or night, and we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try BlueChew for free when you use our promo code BLACK at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code BLACK. To receive your first month free, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank BlueChew for sponsoring this podcast.
The shit you said the other one the last time.
Hey, mix it up.
Yeah.
We put the little orange flower.
Send the new one, the old one, shit, and send the old one, the new one, shit. How about that?
Text me the picture.
He say that too.
Yeah.
Man, that shit pretty than a motherfucker. I'm
the old one's beautiful as hell.
Yeah, that's crazy. So like. What is the process of, like, if somebody was to call, like, I could say, all right, I need a arrangement for a wedding.
You gotta put the deep voice on.
You know what I mean?
First of all.
I mean, you have multiple options to get to me. So a lot of people get through me through Instagram, which is hilarious. But they call, and if they do call, they ask more questions. I get a lot more through my website. And
what's
you can
the name
just,
of it? Because I'm about to start going
www.warrenforrest.com. Two R's in both. That's a thing. And you go on there and you can place your order online. It's a shop, a regular like clothing shop just for flowers. So it's real easy.
Y'all deliver everywhere?
I deliver in Metro Atlanta area.
Oh.
Don't be trying it now, okay?
I'm just saying.
No, I ain't going to Oxford.
Why not?
You'll go. That order right, you'll go. You say you need how many? 3,000.
Listen.
All right, give me a date.
I just did 10,000 red roses for Valentine's Day.
For one person?
For one person.
What type of pussy is that?
Didn't you mean the motherfucker who did it or who he did it for?
Who he did it for?
Oh, okay. 10,000. What is that back order like? Do you have a stock of, like, how do you, what is you the back stock of flowers?
I had to call my plug.
The Colombian dude, how many
my
do you
plug.
Need?
And
I
because,
don't know I can have them there in 4 hours.
And I mean, because of COVID, it's been shortages for everybody, right? But it's been bad for us. So, like, you make it what you need, you may not get what you need. Like, there's a lot of things right now that we don't have. And so prices are up because we don't have it. So it's one of those things.
So what is the most popular flower?
Obviously the rose, right? Everybody loves a rose because they know the name of
Put
it.
Put the men up on another rose, another type of flower.
Yeah, like
that's not a peony and a rose.
Popular, yeah. One that's dope, but we don't
that
know
that women
about.
Like.
Orchids.
Orchids?
Yeah.
Purple ones.
No, but if I give you the name, you got to say it right. Okay?
Well, if you give it to us, you're
going to say it right. Phalaenopsis orchid.
Phalaenopsis orchid.
Yes. So when you go to the grocery store, the one that's in the pot, they do a cut as well. And it's like a very rarity to have it as a cut. It's a very expensive flower.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, Phalaenopsis orchid.
You get it at Phalaenopsis, she might give you some fellatio.
Phalaenopsis for some fellatio.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a really beautiful
flower.
Be all
flower. Up on your phallus.
Yeah. Going flocka, flocka. That's what it is.
Making it frothy.
It's a beautiful flower, so she would appreciate that. And men love orchids as well. Men appreciate orchids more.
They do?
Orchids and lilies.
Really?
You want me to tell you the story?
Yes,
you want me to tell your story behind it?
Well, tell me the story behind it.
Have you ever...
Find out you niggas out here appreciating orchids.
Yeah.
You bitch ass
me. Crying and shit. Why am I out here crying?
Niggas is out here appreciating orchids. Niggas know about the Andy Miller knockers.
Now, what's the story, though? You say this.
So, men gravitate towards lilies and orchids because it looks like that part.
Yeah!
That part. So, when it opens like...
Then you see the tulips.
Man.
It's a pun.
On the rosebud. Oh, what? All right, yeah.
You better find that rosebud.
That rosebud is right up top, guys. Just know that.
Yes. Flowers, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. Right
delicate flowers. Let's open the flower shop, bro.
Oh, my God.
It's called Delicate Flowers.
Delicate Flowers.
And we only going to have the ones that look like they're
right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Flowers, that,
that,
that men don't
you know
mind sending.
When you walk in the door and them go ring now, you walk in and I say, yeah.
Yeah. Be the only flower shop delivering eggplants.
Two lips. Man. Not a tulip, this is two lips.
Two lips.
Y'all funny.
Hey, man. This is the type of stuff that we get inspired by when we hear shit like this. That's why we had to
talking have
somebody.
Shit, but you don't know how many hood niggas gonna call you. Be like, hey, Sally, what's wrong with them Miller knockers?
Yeah, man, let me get something in the middle of the mall, tulips you were talking about, man.
What's them up with them orchids?
Orchids. With it. I mean, it's cool. Like, I like educating, and I love educating men. Because men are, like, the people that normally buy flowers.
Yeah.
And so they'd be like, yeah, you know, her favorite color, purple. Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of purple flowers.
Send all of them.
Send all of them.
One of each.
Yeah.
That's a fool.
That's your one job as the florist. You supposed
That'll
to put
be my
that
whole,
shit together.
I'm
going to put it together.
You would be able to put me in your phone as that. One of each. I'm going to give you a color. Give me blue. Every blue flower. One of each.
Word. I got it.
Bro, I'm so glad I caught myself because I was high. I was like, nigga, they got blue flowers.
They got blue flowers.
I had to stop. And then my good sense kicked in.
They got blue roses, though.
I got blue roses at the house. I should have brought y'all some.
Oh, yeah, send them to your girl when she a crip.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hey, my girl cripping, man. You know what we need. You know what I'm saying?
They got roses in every color. They got flowers in every color. Whatever color you want, we got it.
How far in advance do you need to call Say if you wanted some of those white roses with the red around them.
The red around them? Oh, that's intense. 24 hours. Let's do 24.
You can get them in 24 hours.
I can make a miracle. How much time would I need if I told you I need a dozen roses in Negro brown?
That's about 2 weeks.
About 2 weeks on the Negro brown.
I can get you Negro brown in about 12 hours.
12 hours?
You can get Negro brown?
Get Negro brown.
What?
Yeah.
Listen, man. If y'all don't order some Negro brown roses,
drop your shit right now so they can know where to find you.
Okay, so if you're looking for me, you go to Instagram.
Ronisha. You got to do that when you type it in. Ronisha.
Okay. No, but if you're looking for me, you go to Warren_Forrest on Instagram. My website is
Ronisha Flowers. I'm sorry.
Ronisha Flowers.
Warren Forrest.
.com.
Yeah.
He the homie.
Warren Forrest.
And
I ain't the homie. Cause I called you your name. Ain't that some bullshit?
Nah, she just wants you to buy her some flowers.
I am.
Don't buy no flowers.
You the plug now. I need your direct number because I don't want no shit off the shelf.
I don't do stuff off the shelf.
I was bored.
I do house plants too.
I don't know if you thought I was playing, but if you don't get the Negro brown,
I got Negro brown for you.
But I'm saying you gotta call it that, like to when you got I need the Negro brown collection.
Negro brown roses.
Listen.
Negro
that's
brown.
That's my personal
everything.
Number now. Listen. Nah, seriously, I swear to God, I can do.
No, we believe
Negro
you.
Negro brown.
I'm just saying, you're gonna get a plethora of orders of Negro brown now, so just start getting those, collecting those.
And how that make you feel that you want paper bag brown, or you want like deep chocolate brown?
Negro brown. It is all of the shades of Negro. That's what I'm saying. You got
all
one light skin Negro,
look,
dark skin
about
Negro.
This color.
About that color. Look, see, that's three different roses right there.
That's what he wants his bouquet
right
to look
there.
Like.
He wants
the Negro
like
brown right there.
Oh, okay. So Negro for Juneteenth, brown. That's what you want.
Yeah, man, listen, the Negro brown special, just a whole bunch of different shades of brown
Word.
Roses.
Got it.
Can you get Venus flytrap?
It's not as easy to get, but we'll work on that for you.
I didn't even think them was real.
Mm-hmm. They really
after I
you.
Seen it, Seymour. Feed me. Yeah.
That's Hollywood, but
yeah.
Them bitches is brutal.
Like they you got your hand
like,
in
now you know, they got like this acid shit.
All of them got.
Like before Word. They close the shit up, they'll just leave the shit in there and that shit be dissolving and then just slowly close. We had some in school.
Man, I'm about to Google that.
And what's that other shit? The devil's with the little picture with the shit in it?
What the hell are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about? That shit open up, and then it's got, like, water in there, and then the shit in there, and then it eat the shit. It's called the devil's picture or some shit. I know a little something about a lot of shit.
I know a little something about a lot of shit. Where?
Oh, these little motherfuckers ugly as hell. No.
I know a little something about a lot of shit.
What else you know about a flower?
A flower? You can use aloe vera right out the plant.
Word.
For every damn thing.
Word.
From sunburn to eczema.
Yep.
Yeah,
you put it in your bed.
Rub it on your ass.
Yep.
I don't know why you would, but you
could. You could do it.
You smooth your ass skin out.
It's good for sunburns, too.
Elbows,
too.
Eucalyptus is good for you as well.
Eucalyptus is loud.
You take a shower with that.
You,